An aging volunteer base on top of climate change and deforestation concerns dominated the early returns of a probe into the state of BC salmon. Researchers provided some key findings on the project in December, based on Pacific salmon dialogues held across BC last year, led by the University of British Columbia and the Pacific Salmon Foundation, and partially funded by Fisheries and Oceans Canada, DFO. An online meeting shared the broad strokes of a dozen community meetings across the province where 137 participants shared issues, concerns, and potential avenues for improving conservation and rehabilitation. While the researchers said they heard from fewer people than hoped, they did uncover a similar chain of feedback. Across the province, participants shared serious concern over the status of Pacific salmon. They said stakeholders told them the compound effects of hotter, drier summers, combined with higher water levels in the winter should be looked at. Meeting attendees brought up the cumulative impacts of deforestation, due to both wildfire and forestry practices, on salmon spawning and rearing habitat. They also heard community stewardship projects across the province are facing an aging community of volunteers and a lack of stable funding. While the researchers said they heard a lot of frustration, they also heard positive feedback on support for conservation and a call for a more integrated watershed management approach. In the video update, stakeholders had a chance to provide feedback on the findings so far and ask questions of researchers. "I think we were heard, we felt as a group we were heard," said Bill Lloyd, of the Horsefly River Roundtable, one of the dialogue participants who attended the online update. The full report will be posted and shared out publicly on the project website once the project is completed, which is expected by March 2025.